This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Is it not arrogance to say Jesus Christ is the light of the world, or for a Christian to say we only have the light? Dr. Radhakrishnan, the Hindu philosopher who became president of India, was once asked these questions. After pondering over them for a period of time, he replied, "Yes, but the Christian has no choice. This is what your scriptures say. You cannot say less. You are saved from arrogance when you say it in the spirit of Jesus Christ." Hebrews declares that Jesus Christ is the substance of all that the Old Testament preshadowed. He is superior to all who have gone before or who would come after him. His provision of salvation is alone adequate to meet our deepest needs. It is therefore reasonable and essential to look to Jesus Christ and believe in him with all our heart and soul and mind. Read the book of Hebrews carefully, a chapter a day. Take notes on how the author points out the superiority of Jesus Christ. Meditate long on the great salvation Jesus provided through his sacrificial death on the cross, in which he shed his precious blood to provide a way for our sins to be forgiven by a holy God. Notice how the author explains how Jesus identified with our human frailty. Having been identified with us so intimately, he understands us and cares for us. He wants us to come to him with whatever burdens us. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. He reminds us throughout the book to fix our eyes on Jesus and keep them there. He is the answer to our deepest need. Keep that in mind as you read the book of Hebrews.